Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to the Monday night. Can you hear me? Hey there, Emma. Hi, Emma. Welcome to the Monday night. We call it the Mindset Monday. This is education, edification, a lot of different things to get everyone in the right mindset to embark upon the next great week with Gemini. And it's my pleasure to host the call tonight. I am the Vice President of Sales for Gemini. And I want to start off this evening with a quote from a famous U.S. General, George S. Patton. Now, if you ever saw the movie Patton or read anything about General Patton, you know he was a bit of a crusty guy, and I love the movie and so forth, but he was recognized as one of the most renowned, brilliant war strategists. The Germans feared him, and he was, anyway, brilliant military mind. And so when he talked, a lot of people listened, and he had a quote that I thought was very interesting, just knowing what kind of mindset he had. He said this, his quote was, he said, there are three ways that men and women get anything that they want. There are three ways they do it, three ways to accomplish it. And here's what George Patton said. Number one, they get it through planning. Number two, through working. And number three, through praying. Now, this is George Patton, the crusty George Patton said the three ways people get what they want in life are planning, working, and praying. And I'm not going to do a training on that, but we could on all three of those components. But with respect to Gemini, I think if we apply all three of those congruently, we can get what we want by planning, working, and praying. So, you know, another scripture says the threefold cover is not easily broken. I like threes, and I like the way that he quoted that, and I wanted to share that with each of you here this evening. All right, moving on with our program tonight, we've got a special guest. This is someone who was introduced last week. He's our advocate advisor, our newest advocate advisor to Gemini, someone who understands hemp, the product of how to make it, how to clone it, how to do a lot of different things. And he's agreed to come on this evening and share a presentation that he's entitled More About Him. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the call Mr. Brett Anderson. Brett, are you there?
I'm here. Nice to see everybody.
Well, nice to see you. You look a little different than you did last week there, Mr. Anderson.
Yes. If you were on the call last week, you'll notice a little bit different person sitting in front of you today. I got a little bit of a beard trim. All of it's actually gone. So had some work obligations I have to take care of. You know, I got to get fit for a respirator. But long story short, I'm looking a little different, but I'm still the same guy.
I know you are.
I promise.
All right. Well, you've got the microphone, so to speak. So what would you like to share tonight about hemp?
So I kind of wanted to kind of give everybody a background on what hemp actually is, kind of on the family tree of hemp. I'm going to start also with a quote. George Washington said, make the most of the Indian hemp plant and sow it everywhere. It's a very readily, it's a very easily grown plant, has a lot of benefits. So I'll dive right in. So the introduction to the family tree, what is hemp? So hemp is actually in the family of cannabis. So the genus is cannabis. The species that we're working with hemp is actually species ruderalis. So there's three different base lines of cannabis. There's cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, and cannabis ruderalis. All of these are actually known historically and today as hemp. Although the term is often kind of wishy-washy, there's a lot of media, you know, playing up, you know, marijuana, cannabis, you know, what's the difference between marijuana, cannabis, and hemp? Well, they're all in the same family. Although the terms often referred to, hemp has long been used for fiber, oil, medicine, various different things. And traditionally, hemp products are made from the plant selected for an abundance of fiber. So they found that hemp has, you know, obviously many benefits structurally. You know, it has lots of fiber, and the seeds have lots of oil. And that oil is what our products are based out of, are based from. And our hemp products, our hemp varieties, are selected, like I said, from those varieties that are non-psychoactive, do not have any traces of THC or anything like that. Traditionally, hemp products many of these have been bred, these hemp varieties have been bred for low levels of THC, which you know as cannabis or medicinal marijuana. They're totally different. Even though they're in the same family, they're completely different beings. So the hemp we use, like I said, contains zero THC, but has many other beneficial compounds. Humans have been consuming hemp for thousands of years, and it's only been recently found that we actually have receptors in our brains and in our bodies for these other beneficial compounds. And now that we know that these compounds are so beneficial, like I said, to our brains, to our bodies, I think it's, a given that obviously we should feed those receptors. I'll backtrack. So now that we know that they feed these receptors, hemp oil, hemp oil, it contains properties and contains compounds that help with various ailments, sleep, deprivation, pain, arthritis, seizures. It can even help with mood and depression. The list goes on and on. What I like to say is hemp oil increases circulation and decreases inflammation. And there's, like I said, there's a lot of things that kind of go with that. And, I'm not a doctor. I can't, claim that hemp cures, anything. But from my personal experience, I have found that it helps with a lot of different ailments. And, not only, ailments that you already have, but just like taking vitamins or something like that, taking it, daily on a regimented basis can really help with preventative measures. Just like water, how much water should I be drinking? Well, drink as much water as you can. Same thing with the hemp oil, you can't take too much of it. Taking it will help you now and it'll help you later. And we're science is finding out more and more about how it can do that. People ask, how hemp is different from recreational marijuana, since they're both in the cannabis family. I like to say, just like a house cat, and a lion are actually both felines. You'd much rather be sitting on the couch with the cat, with the house cat, as opposed to the lion. And, the house cat's good for grandma. It's good for the kids. It's a lot safer product, and will have a lot less or zero psychoactive properties like THC will. So if anybody can asks you, I know that hemp and cannabis are like I said in the same family, and how do I know that these products aren't going to get me in a different state of mind or affect my work or, in any way, that's what you can kind of explain to them, that yes, they are in the same family, but hemp is the ruderalis variety, and it's the commercial hemp variety that's actually been bred and, selected throughout the years, hundreds, thousands of years, and even more so recently to get those levels of THC so low to the point of near zero. And, our extraction process, makes so it's ensures that there's absolutely no psychoactive, properties to it. So that kind of gives you a background of what hemp is. And yes, there's similarities in the plant structure, but when it comes down to the scientific properties, hemp and medicinal cannabis are totally different, and hemp has all these beneficial properties without any of the psychoactive effects or any of the effects thereof. So, Thomas Jefferson actually said, hemp is a first necessity to the wealth and protection of this country. Now, this was, two of our founding fathers so far, support hemp. There's many others, I can list, quote after quote after quote. But long story short, there's many benefits to this plant, and we're only tapping the surface.
All right. Well, Brett, well, thank you very much. Knowledge is power, but only if you use it. And I think that in this industry we're in, the more information people have, even at the base level, builds confidence. And confidence can be shared with people. They can tell it. They can feel it as we're sharing our personal experiences and knowledge at every level. It's like a passing parade, ladies and gentlemen. People are coming onto the calls. Some people know a whole lot about it. Some people know very little about it. But I think it's always helpful to go back to the basics and just ensure and reassert, the differences between, as Brett shared, between the properties of cannabis that create a different state of mind and ones that create and help ensure a very healthy body and a very healthy health regimen. So, Brett, thank you for the pointed presentation. We appreciate it very much. I'd like to move on now this evening and talk about what's going on the sales side and reiterate that we've got a contest going on. All of you know that. Those of you who don't, I'm not quite sure where you've been, but we've got an exciting trip contest underway with Gemini. We've got through October 31st for people to qualify for this exciting trip. And we've got a couple of new qualifiers, and I'd like to read the entire list of those individuals who have qualified for some portion of this trip. So listen closely, everyone, and you can certainly give shout outs and accolades to those who have already qualified or in the process of qualifying for more benefits of these trips. And without any further ado, I'd like to go ahead and list the 17 current qualifiers of the Gemini trip contest. And it's actually from top to bottom, so you get an idea of where we are in terms of positioning point-wise. First one, and progressing through the list, Samantha Colvin, Susanna Rudy, Crystal Petz, Eva Hood, Karen Woolheater, Colette Sawatsky, Laura Trentham, Kyle Turpin, Shauna Fritzler, Tuck Trentham, Tammy Flowers, Jeff Jacquemain, Deborah Sweezy, Chrissy Simmons, Alexandra Toes, Jalinda Grimlin, and Heather Halverson. Congratulations to each and every one of you qualifiers. We've got several other people who are certainly and easily within striking distance. So keep up the Gemini hustle. This is a great week to close that gap. Again, we have until October 31st. For everyone who wishes to be and desires to be on this trip, to be on the trip, it's not too late for sure. And with that, I'd like to flip the call over to one of our co-owners, a dear friend of mine, Mr. Jay Archer. Jay, do you have any closing comments or words of inspiration for us, my friend?
You know what, Jim? First of all, Brett, you explained it real well. Basically, what we have a kitty cat that works like a lion.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, exactly.
We get all the good without having
without the scary parts,
yeah. Which I like, except for, some people are like, give me some of the bad, but I like the fact that we have the good without the bad, and you don't have to worry about taking a drug test.
So anyway, right.
That was great. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And Jim, touch a little bit about Patton. I'll tell you, General Patton, he scared a lot of people, but you're dead on when you talk about, first of all, plan, get your plan, and figure out where you're going to go, what you're going to do, who you're going to bring with you, work, decide what you want to do with it, and pray. Anybody that knows the majority of everybody in our company, it's, we all pray a lot, and, we all believe, Jesus died for our sins, and we pray to him a lot. So, one thing we don't hide, and I'll never hide, give credit where credit is due, but definitely We're excited with what we've got going on. Jim, you mentioned about this trip. Y'all, we got a month left. If you're already qualified, great job. Congratulations. If you're not, get there. If you look down at your team, realize who's there with you and who's not, and figure out how to get them there. You've got all the help you need. We have products that are absolutely changing lives. And, you know, let's take advantage of them. Let's change some health and change some wealth. But back to you, Jim.
Well, great, great comments, Jay. Appreciate you sharing that. We've got a couple of minutes left here. I'd like to share one story that kind of goes in conjunction with what you just punctuated and what I opened with, Jay. And it has to do with the ways people get what they want. And we talked about what Patton said. But I'd like to give you a firsthand expression of something that I think is right up there. In fact, a core tenet of being successful, particularly in this type of industry. There was one Christmas that I was going through a difficult emotional state. I actually found myself to be a single man after being married, and I was quite down about my state of affairs, my life, and how it was going on. And a lot of my family members were out of town, and I normally get together with brothers or sisters, but all of them were indisposed. It was a situation on Christmas Day that I really was thinking I was going to be by myself, which I can handle that. But a dear friend of mine invited me to join him about an hour's drive away and enjoy Christmas with, actually it was Christmas Eve, with he and his family. And I gratefully accepted that invitation and went over to his home, and they just treated me like one of the family. I'd known this individual for about 25 years, so I was very, very close to him. And his wife had little small boxes. They were about an inch square, actually about an inch by an inch by an inch, and they were hanging on the tree. There was about 15 of them. There was one of these little boxes for every person who was there. And they didn't have a name on it. And she gave a beautiful little commentary on Christmas and the meaning of it and so forth, and said that she'd been praying and she had asked the Lord to show her what the perfect gift for each individual person in the family was to be that night. And she said she believed that she had heard, and she said, "Don't worry, go pick your little box off the tree. It will be specifically for you." And I thought, wow, that's pretty terrific. There was no name on it. So each one of us went and selected one of these little boxes off the tree like an ornament. And we opened it up, and we all had the same present, the most precious gift I received that year. It was, and each little box was a small piece of paper, and there were, in calligraphy, it had one word on it: belief. Belief. And I teared up. I broke down crying because she was absolutely right. What she believed that the Lord had showed her, if you give me this, this extension of our, my personal beliefs and some of the owners and the owners, not all of the owners as well, but she was saying what we needed was to believe. Believe in where we were, what we were doing. And I offer that to each one of you on the call this evening. Once you have established a belief, like Jay has been so wonderfully able to convey, then all the calls he's done and the owners and some of the key leaders, there's no doubt that Jay Archer and Bill Flagwood and Jeff and Jim and Mary and Prissy and the ones that are out there leading the charge, there's no question but that they believe. They believe in this mission. They believe in the product. And I use that little story as an illustration to personify exactly what I believe the core element is that we all need to go forward to win this trip, to advance in, in the cause of Gemini, is to establish our belief and take as long as it's needful. But once you get that belief, Jay, I think you would agree, there's no stopping you. Once you have that belief inside of you, you will find a way, won't you, my friend? Anyway, so I want to leave that thought. I see Jay nodding. I'm nodding. I hope a few other people are in agreement, because I know in my life, without question, that's exactly the key to every success I've ever had, to believe in that relationship, believe in those owners, believe in this business, believe in that product. And once I've established that belief, there is no stopping Jim Anderson, and there's no stopping anybody that comes up with that level of belief. And with that, I'd like to wish everyone a very pleasant good evening. I hope that you've gained something from tonight's call. It's our objective, in all candor, just one or two thoughts. One or two thoughts, even if it was one thought that you came away with tonight that you didn't have coming into this call. In my mind, it was a successful call. I pray that that's been the case for all of you this evening. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be back here same time, same place, same station next Monday night at 8 o'clock Central for another Mindset Monday. Don't forget about our Thursday night call coming up this week on our opportunity call, and make it a great week from each one of us to each one of you. God bless you and good night. The call is officially over. Thank you.